often under reviewed, I think. Meet Me in St. Louis as a musical. Tom, what say you? Is it a theme you ever kind of covered through?
I'm not big on musicals.
No,
I've got to be honest.
I never taught. But strangely, as the chronological times have been passing by, I find myself sort of thinking, actually, that's not too bad. Although I'm still not quite into the Glee Club. No way, Jose. At present. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I'm big.
I thought you might be.
I was a big fan of Glee in the first two seasons. Yeah.
It's a.
Just contradicting myself.
Yeah. It's always challenging. Also, Glee, Katie.
No,
I didn't think so. Crazy. No way, Jose, so to speak. And a fellow, because we just found there's a connection with yourself and Tom, of course, Hannah, because you're also Gloucester.
Yeah, I'm from Gloucester. He's from Malvern. Talking about theatres, weren't we?
Yeah,
so it's a whole wonderful world. And Natalie Glee, who's a...
No.
No? Right, okay.
Philippa, not a big fan. No. Don't like musicals.
No.
Oh, well, you're missing out there.
It is intriguing. Gentleman online at present, who could it possibly be, Natalie? You know, hopefully, fingers crossed, all's well, because he's had a stressful morning.
It's not Stephen Hawking, is it?
It is. Sorry, no, it isn't. No, not Stephen Hawking. Please, you know, Stephen, if you're out there, it's all right. We're not saying you can't come on the show. It's just, you know, we haven't sorted things out yet. So who might it possibly be?
Phil Leanus.
Yeah, Phil Leanus, all set for the revelation, which is coming up in a few seconds' time, etc. Phil, good morning. How are you?
I am singing and dancing in celebration of a good connection with the Midweek Drive.
Yeah, it's back to the Phil Leanus connection we've come to appreciate. Because last week, as Katie and Natalie will attest to, it was so bad.
It was like a Dali.
It was just terrible, you know. I mean,
I listened to it and I kind of thought it was cool, but you know, that's just me. And apparently, it was a satellite issue because my phone checked out fine, your equipment checked out fine. Mm. So apparently, it was our friends out there in space who just did not want us to have a clear connection.
It's strange and spooky in every sense of the word. However, I have actually thought...
It's altogether ooky.
Mysterious and spooky. It's yet another story. I'm going to reveal this, because I know we've got the Phil Leanus team. Oh, I know. Oh, I don't. It's such a choice of delight. So I think it's only fair that we actually give you your official ident and promo slot, Phil.
From LA to Lincoln and via sirenonline.co.uk to the world, it's time for the Midweek Drive to connect with investigative filmmaker and planetary truth seeker, the one, the only, Phil Leanus.
Do you know, Annette Andre said she wanted a musical version. Does she have any idea of the concept of getting in musicians as well to do these jingles? Please. But yes, welcome, Phil Leanus, formally to the whole thing. As I said, I've circulated the press pack. I've even said the word is happening. May the 2nd is taking place. But before we get into whether you've had a chance to even listen to the show so far, because let's see the Facebook update. I'll just sort of use across the list. Phil Leanus, it's been one of those kinds of mornings, one of those kinds of years, actually, which is what makes Alex Lefchuk's Midweek Drive on Siren FM in the UK such a blissful oasis. A blissful oasis. I'll be making my almost weekly appearance in a few minutes. Listen along at sirenonline.co.uk or download the podcasts. That is what you call decent cross-promotion in every sense of the word, which is wonderful. So, Phil, are you ready for this revelation?
I'm always ready for a revelation.
Okay. 68 seconds. But somebody in the team actually, although they don't realise this, actually is referred to by various folk by this name. So, Philippa, do you know whom this might be? Is it you, Philippa?
Intrigued.
It's Alan Silvestri's music there. I don't know if you've identified the tune Phil Leanus already. Marvel superhero frozen in a block of ice comes back into the 1960s, occasionally actually dumped into the sea by Prince Namor, or possibly just repackaged for a whole new generation. Although we never quite know what happens to Bucky Barnes. Does he become the Winter Soldier or not? Natalie, could it be yourself?
I don't know.
Hannah, do you know which movie theme this is coming from?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't got a clue.
And Katie?
No.
No, it's not the crazy world of another Cameron Tilbury choice, that's for certain. Tom?
Still missed.
Can you identify the theme, Phil Leanus?
It's not the theme from The Avengers.
No, it isn't.
Although he's doing the theme for The Avengers.
Exactly. Yes, as indeed it is. No, it is indeed the theme to... Natalie?
Captain America.
And it is Tom Nichols, who you may not have realised, Tom.
Gosh,
not,
that's a shock.
Not General Custer, but because it is revealed to me in our research for the programme, a number of students, because of your wonderful passion for things American, they refer to you on campus as Captain America.
Oh, right. Well, I guess that's good.
It's very true. Can't reveal our sources because obviously they'd kill me if they...
Oh, right. Yeah. Better than during the Bush years where I was known by my daughters as the apologist.
Right.
Yes.
Good heavens. Well, is your daughter listening at present, do you think?
Probably not, actually. But we'll catch up on the podcast.
There you go. So there we are, Phil. Sorry, I had to reveal that because it's a bit of a shocker, I found. You know, I did think, actually, and you'll see if you look at the photographs, which we'll be putting up very shortly on Facebook, etc., I would have said more General Custer, actually.
It has been noted on occasion, yes.
I'm interested in learning more about the superhero character, the Apologist. I want to know what superhero powers the Apologist has.
I'm sorry. It's all my fault. Mea culpa. I'm sorry. strange but true. Phil, have you managed to catch any of the show, or has it been so stressful you haven't even been able to tune online?
No, I've been in and out, and I've enjoyed much of it amidst other phone calls. But I, of course, you know, my favorite part, not only because I got quoted, but I always enjoy conversations about storytelling, and so I love Gene Bruce Scott's return. And I was actually reminded of something I learned recently while doing my research in anticipation of start shooting Truth Is Out There 2, which is all about industries. And I read that we lose on this planet one language every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, a language is dying out because the last person who speaks that language is dying. And I think of all the stories, therefore, we lose when that happens. And it just underscores again, does it not, the importance of the kind of work that Gene Bruce Scott does, but also the kind of work that theater companies all around the world do, who protect and produce stories from so many different traditions, because truly it is our collective inheritance, all these stories. And I remember it was the best part of being in university for me, was being able to take classes in so many different disciplines that exposed me to how stories reveal the perceptions of the world from different cultures, different ages, even different disciplines. So that's always my favorite part whenever she appears to talk about.
I thought it might have been Annette Andre, actually, talking about Downton Abbey, but obviously not. Obviously, Cameron...
Well, Annette Andre is my favorite for a whole other reason. Far too personal. an ongoing crush that knows no diminishing over the years.
Yeah, well, there you go. And I'm sure, you know, it's only a matter of time before we actually have Truth Is Out There 3, Annette Andre, the life story.
Of course, one of the big stars on The X-Files, and he's making a documentary called The Truth Is Out There.
One of the things that UFO research has done to me is instill in me a healthy disrespect for the things that government says.
They are poisoning our people. There is a population control agenda. There really are people who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world.
If we don't allow these corrupt banks to fail, then the nation will fail, and there will be no recovery.
Don't stand on the sides of the river and comment on how corrupt and dark and evil everything is. We all know that.
I don't need to have you understand or agree with me or believe. It doesn't matter to me. I know what I know.
The name of our film is?
The Truth Is Out There.
But it really isn't.
But isn't there a universal truth that science is going for?
Perhaps the universal truth is what makes us subjective.
Okay, just blew my mind.
Indeed. There we are. That's a trailer, Tom, for the movie that you can see, obviously, on May the 2nd in full glory. But, of course, so far, you've already had that joy, have you not, Philippa?
Yes, I was watching it today whilst doing work.
Yeah, well, it's time to question that. I've just actually seen an update from one of our Midweek Drive Morning Edition presenters, Tasha Turney, with the line, "Look at what this girl is wearing on the beach in front of thousands of people." I don't know what she's talking about, it's very strange. She's also from Gloucester, of course, Tasha, so maybe you can ask her that tomorrow morning, Hannah. Line. We also say a happy little shout-out to Gemma Joy. Gemma, who's joining us on the show. Gemma was a graduate of the University of Humberside, can you believe? That was a very long time ago. But she was in on the early days of Siren, but she's currently up in Gisborough, and she's been appearing on all sorts of game shows. She was actually on the Ken Bruce Radio 2 pop quiz. She was on The Weakest Link, a whole stack of other things. But so far, I think of the 9 or 10 shows, lost every one. Anyway, you know, we're going to try and put that right. We might have a little quiz built up for tomorrow. Just a little aside there, Phil. If you're suffering from insomnia and sort of feel, I think I should tune into the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, when, of course, it'll be, you know, just getting into midnight to 2 a.m. in the morning in Los Angeles.
I will take you up on that. I am pulling late nights these nights, and you will be keeping me company.
You see, that is the whole essence, Tom, of this whole sequence. You know, I gave you the opportunity, obviously, of morning or evening slot, etc. It's always interesting with colleagues finding, are they morning people? And you said, no, I'm more of an evening person, so that's why you're here. But it's, you know, we kind of start off the day in Los Angeles and then wrap up the whole sequence. Anyway, Philippa. The truth is out there. As a keen Supernatural fan, would you like to share the word? Because so far, it's fair to say that if I was to actually seek quotes for the next box set from Natalie and Katie, I'd be, Lord above, I just, you know, it'll work. You know, I just said, you haven't watched it, girls, in the way in which it's meant to be watched. Big screen, sequence, etc. I mean, Natalie was watching it while she was doing her ironing. You know, Katie, what were you watching it when you...
I'll just flick through it.
You just flick through it. If we as academics just flick through one of your essays and said, whatever, you know, just, as you can tell, momentary, but you did watch the whole thing, Philippa.
Yeah, as I was doing it whilst...
You were doing other things.
I was doing other things.
Okay,
there
right.
There are a few things that sparked interest.
Well, then, your man, Phil Leonis, is set and ready to deal with your questions, whatever they may be.
Okay. There's a bit in where the creative X-Files says that it was more like science probability.
Just get a bit closer to the microphone, otherwise. Or do you actually physically move that microphone? You can lift. There you go. Marvellous. Right.
Yeah. Should I start again?
Yes.
Okay. There's a part when the creative X-Files says that it's more like science probability than science fiction. Would you agree with that?
I certainly think that that was their approach. I think the perception of science fiction has evolved. It continues to evolve over the decades. I think now there is a very real sense that if you were to tell any contemporary story in film or television, if you were looking back on it from 15 years past, you would say, oh, that's science fiction, because the technology, so much of our lives are based on technology now that we almost live a science fiction story. So I think the perception has changed, and I think he was fighting against an old perception, which was that somehow science fiction was not serious storytelling. And so I think there was that. And also, he wanted to really pay tribute to how much research was being done, research within the criminal enforcement field, because they had the help of the FBI as advisors crafting that show, research into the different paranormal phenomenon so that they were up to date on the latest research, the latest findings, the latest theories. And so everything in that show, for the most part, was based upon theories that were believed by segments of the culture at the time. So I think that would be what he meant about it being science probability rather than science fiction.
Okay.
Tom, what are your views on this whole scenario of the truth is out there and the speculation? And that? I mean, you know, was it something which would feature in terms of talk radio in Moorhead and in the sort of area of prairie radio? One's stereotypical impression is that, you know, clearly that's a prime area for alien abduction.
Well, I don't remember it featuring very much.
Well, you wouldn't if you'd been... Sorry. you see where we're going.
Although it's remarkable when you're out in the prairie. I'm sort of torn. I mean, I'm pretty much of a sceptic about most things, I suppose. And I have this kind of dual thing. My father was a research engineer, so a kind of scientific approach to things was imbued in me. But also because he was involved in defence work, that meant that I sort of have a distant idea of secrecy and, all those ways things operate, because that's part of life in those fields. So I do kind of recognise. It always seems to me that in America...
Daddy, what's that Official Secrets Act? It's all right, I can tell you, but I'd have to kill you. It's not a way to bring up a child.
Well, no, it was more, I didn't... It never occurred to me to ask what he did, because nobody did in that town. But nobody told you. Nobody told you to do that. You just kind of grew up the way it was. But I think what I was going to ask you was, I think what's fascinating is whatever might have happened in the past, what now researchers are talking about is the very high probability of there being another life form, given the number of universes that they've kind of identified. So, I mean, that's always been on the card, but they're now saying almost it's sort of odds on or better.
And we're seeing the story start to evolve in terms of extraterrestrials and abductions and UFOs to start to include, maybe these are transdimensional beings rather than extraterrestrials. It's interesting how the public story of these phenomena shift to incorporate the latest theoretical possibilities.
Hannah. As somebody who I appreciate, there were times in the reporting continuity and change seminars last semester, and I could feel you sort of asking the question, is my tutor a transdimensional being? I just felt that sort of coming through when I might have been talking about various other bits and pieces, etc. What are your views on this whole area?
Well, comparing that to moral panics isn't quite what I had in mind. But
moral panic is very much at the heart of it. I'm sure if W.T. Stead were alive today, as opposed to having gone down with the Titanic, or indeed actually connecting via spiritualism to the world today, it would have been a whole range of things. What are your thoughts on this whole area?
I'm kind of open to the idea. I'd actually really like to watch it, because I haven't seen it yet.
May the 2nd. Wednesday, May the 2nd. Will you be on campus then?
Yes, probably, actually.
It's the opportunity to see the film the way it was meant to be seen, not only on the big screen, but with me sitting next to you to ask questions.
I'll make sure I'm there, then. I'll make sure I'm there.
Cargill Lecture Theatre. I also have to relate the fact that Professor Norman Cherry, who thoroughly enjoyed the banter he shared with your good self on the show, will be in Hong Kong on the day in question.
Professor Norman Cherry is now dead to me.
I couldn't possibly comment for reasons which clearly Tom will actually be able to go into it also. It happens. He just decided he'd hop into a plane and do some business in Hong Kong. It's the way these things happen.
Constantly
it's
in motion.
Constantly, yeah. Exactly. We academics, we it's not our place, is it, Tom, to really sort of question the likes of our kind of leaders of reasons. It's not what we do, is it, really? No, we don't, really. No, sorry, it's ways. Sorry. Anyway, I think that's quite enough as far as the management structure is concerned at the University of Lincoln, the home, of course, of Lincoln's first community station, Siren 107.3 FM. Just branding that. Hannah, yes. So the point of the matter is you will be there.
Yeah, I will be there. I think it's all really interesting. Not sure whether I believe it or not yet.
Okay.
But we'll see.
You're not too far away, of course, from the creator of the Trogs, Wild Thing. I think you move me, but I want to know, etc., etc. For sure. Which, of course, Ray also features in the movie The Truth Is Out There. Does he not, Phil?
Yes, he's an amazing man. He's taken much of the money that he made as, first of all, as a bricklayer, and then as a rock and roll icon, and has invested it into ongoing research into many different topics and fields, and wrote a book about his exploration called Wild Things They Don't Tell Us.
It could easily have been, Phil, so much a case of concrete is all around as opposed to love is all around. If it just one word, and the whole history of pop would have just changed in its own scenario there.
He's he's a beautiful man, and we did an ongoing interview with him that will also be included in the sequel. And I understand that he is battling throat cancer right now. And it will be a very sad day.
We send positive vibes to him accordingly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly stuff. Natalie, you will be there, won't you?
I should be, providing that I have all my work done, because I have deadlines the next day.
Yes.
I'll write a note to your professors clearing you to have an extension.
Exactly.
That would be fantastic. Exactly. If you could get that sorted.
And Philippa?
Yes?
You will be there?
I don't know. I'm not sure what's happening on after...
May the 2nd. Schedule, diary, sorted. Yeah.
Sorted.
Katie.
I'll definitely be, because I've got an exam on the 28th, so I'll be in Lincoln revising.
There we are. And the 2nd is well after the 28th, so all will be well. And that comes from the girl who, as we well know, loves Birmingham so much. When she goes back to Birmingham, she's just kind of, you know, that's why we actually did this for her.
Tiffany Freeman and Katie Grimerson bring so much more to the midweek drive than just their effervescent views from Leicester and Birmingham. In fact, they're the audio equivalent of a Bucks fizz. But is Tiffany the champagne and Katie the orange juice? Or vice versa?
Yeah. Tiffany, of course, so overwhelmed with that, she's going off to New Zealand. So, there it goes. Good to see that you're still with us, Katie, and you haven't just sort of whipped away from that sort of point of view. Phil, whom do you wish to go to? You've got a few moments to actually speak to either Natalie... or Katie, or Hannah, or Tom, or indeed Philippa. Who do you wish to chat with?
I am going to ask Philippa, because I don't think I know very much about Philippa, so I would like to know what she studies and why she studies it and what her aim is with those studies.
1,000 quatloos for the correct answers, of course. Sorry, that's my Star Trek reference, which he used to put into Chill Back Hollywood quite regularly.
I study film, television, history because it's interesting and I would like to get into the film industry in the near future, hopefully producing something.
Might work as an intern for Phil Dennis, possibly.
Well, maybe. Can sort that out.
Very well, good.
Well, yeah. And it's just our second show as well. That's great, great material, that particular line from that perspective. I have to ask a question. Tom, will you be there on the 2nd of May?
I think so. I'm notoriously bad at running a diary, so I'll probably know the week beforehand, but if I'm here, I'll be there, it were.
And everywhere, so to speak, in a trans-dimensional
Don't even ask, Alex, because Norman Cherry said he would definitely be there. And by there, he apparently meant Hong Kong, so it doesn't matter.
So the largesse of the special relationship. I mean, this is coming from the man who's already gone on record as saying, look, can you tell me which train do I need to get to Warwick, or do I need to get to Warwick? No, you get the train to Warwick, you're in the totally wrong direction. It's Newark.
Okay, here's what happened. I wrote the notes that you gave me on one of my to-do lists, and then I shred my to-do list when I'm done with them. Mm-hmm. And so then I was piecing it together like a character in a David Fincher film, taping it together, trying to find out what the notes said. The other point is my handwriting is so notoriously awful that often I can't read what I myself wrote until I try to write it again, imitating the illegible words that I wrote, and somehow the new illegible imitation of that word becomes legible. This is how bad my handwriting is. So this is why I wanted to go to Warwick instead of Newark.
Fortunately, I put the right, because otherwise I'd been waiting at Newark Station. Where's he gone? He's gone to Warwick.
Or besides, as my new intern, I think it's Philippa's responsibility to actually sort me out on this thing.
Yeah, there we are. See, that's a quick job interview sorted and done and dusted. That sort of routine. A quick heads up for tomorrow morning, or indeed midnight to 2 a.m. in Los Angeles. Katrina Lakin will be talking about the Teddy Bear Train Challenge and the water walking event. Curiously, as I pointed out on a previous show, it was often referred to in the first press release that went out from North Bay Railway as the Walter walking event. I don't think I walk on Walter. So, Richard Fitzwilliams will be talking about Act of Valour and also the Queen's visit to Media City in Manchester. Aaron Craig might be with us. Ian Lennox definitely will be with us. Louis Savvy is up for is up with the Sci-Fi London Film Festival. We like Louis Savvy because without Louis Savvy coordinating the London Film Festival, we would not now be speaking to Phil Leonis. Jill Pack Hollywood would just be a dream across the Atlantic. What's that? Can we talk
about... I don't want people to misinterpret that and think that somehow Louis Savvy is my father. That's not what that means. It just means that he facilitated the introduction between us.
Yeah, exactly. There we are. Life continues. Gemma Joy has mentioned. Joy Knight, for say, we could have had Joy Squared. Some of them, right? Gemma. And Derek Hanley. And also, I think we've got an adventure scenario, plus Amanda Field. It's all very exciting. In fact, too exciting to actually go any further. Natalie, would you like to throw those last two questions at Phil Leonis, please?
Phil, have you enjoyed your telephonic conversation with us this evening?
I've enjoyed it so much more than last week when everyone was laughing at me. So, indeed.
And can we look forward to connecting with you next week?
Yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
It is a countdown. You know, it's getting ever so closer because next week will be the first show in April. Sarah Bullimore's back in the whole system from that point of view. Philip, are you sticking around for next week? And tomorrow morning, I believe, yes?
Yes.
Excellent. So. Very good. Natalie, you're back tomorrow morning?
Yes, I am.
Marvellous. And next week?
No, I won't.
No, that's all right. Hannah, you're back tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I certainly am.
Wonderful. That's right. And next week?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still here.
Very good. And Katie?
I'm going home tomorrow.
Well, you can always listen to us, you know.
Yeah, I'll be listening.
Tom, have you enjoyed your first experience of the Midweek Drive?
Very much. Yeah.
Was it kind of fitted into... I mean, I know the nomenclature motif we did actually have down our system. We didn't quite get into the importance of nomenclature. I was looking to go down that line, but time... I blame it on the news team. You know, there's so much to pack in. We just had to sort of hold fire on that routine. But will you be coming back again?
At some point, yes, as an occasional guest.
Yes. I'll negotiate the contracts in all sorts of ways from that point of view. Phil, you've already answered those last two questions. So as we begin to prepare for Abomination, which I gather is actually on this evening, as far as the Lincoln Bomber Girls are actually concerned, so exciting stuff as far as that's concerned.
Alive at 5, Siren FM's Drive Time Show.
That was very exciting. Anyway, we wrap up with Kelly Clarkson. Our positive theme for today will be from Mike Dooley, who's also been taking part in a wonderful Facebook exercise in terms of Ask Mike questions. Actually, that's going to be Neil Donald Walsh. There is always something right with something, with everything. No matter what you are looking at, you can find something right with it. Something perfect. Well, bear that in mind, Tom, when we look at students' work. You know what it is, there's always something right with it, even if they've just put their name down. That's it. You'll be listening to Siren 107.3 FM's Midweek Drive. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Kelly Clarkson comes out now. Can we all say bye-bye?
Bye.
Splendid. Bye. That's what we needed. That's what we've got.